Hi, it's Matthew Wagner here, and thank you for joining me for another podcast from PanicAttackRecovery.com. Today's podcast I would like to title, An Adjustment for Panic Attacks. You see, I've been seeing a chiropractor for several years now, so I'd like to start out with a little personal story. I first started going because of a back injury. Now, in addition to my back pain, though, I've actually found her quite helpful and knowledgeable about wellness in general. It was surprising to me because I really thought she would just simply be doing adjustments. But I'm not suggesting that you go to a chiropractor for panic attacks, but there is an important fundamental lesson here. And it's one that I learned along the way when recovering from panic attacks that I definitely want to relate to the story. You see, my chiropractic care not only helped me with my back pain, it also helped alleviate my headaches. And this was an added bonus. You see, I suffered for headaches ever since I was very young. And as an added bonus, she actually provided me some additional tips. For example, she said if I'm taking, you know, Tylenol or Advil for my headaches, I should take the herb milk thistle, because the herb called milk thistle actually helps liver function, which can be impaired by these types of painkillers. And she, you know, mentioned things like I should drink more water and just gave overall wellness tips. Now, I wasn't having panic attacks when I was seeing the chiropractor, but the point I'm making is that often you might see someone for something and they'll help you in a number of ways, but it's the same way with your health. You'll take care of one area of your health. For example, you might say, you know, I need to drink more water, or I need to walk more, exercise more, but that has a benefit emotionally, you know, neurologically. So the benefits are like a ripple effect, but a good ripple effect, if you will. You know, my chiropractor is interesting. She got me doing plenty of exercises as well to take care of my chiropractic care. She tells her patients that she can only help them so much, and what they need to do is they need to do their part, which is, you know, exercising and taking care of themselves. Of course, this is sage advice and obvious to some, but I think sometimes people, panic attack sufferers definitely included here, don't consider how the practical and almost fundamental things that help our overall wellness will help with our panic attacks too. Now, I've mentioned many times that a holistic approach makes the most amount of sense for panic attack sufferers. I think, like anyone, it's easy for you to get off track and miss the basic fundamentals of taking care of yourself. So here are just some basic things I've previously shared throughout my newsletter series and podcasts, which have been helpful to me and others with panic attacks. Walking, breathing, or meditation exercises to help relax your body. Hypnosis exercises, self-hypnosis like I've talked about before. Working on your own thoughts with cognitive behavioral therapy to find the distortions and then substituting a more realistic thought. Often, as I've mentioned before, you'll come up with more realistic thoughts, but you'll often come up with strategies that can be helpful in future situations. Also, an exercise to reverse your panic attacks by calming your physiology has been a fundamental point, made in this newsletter and a part of this newsletter. Now, these are just a few samples of what I've done in the newsletter, but I'm making the point that there are many things you can do for your overall health, and it doesn't just benefit one area of your health, but it could benefit your physical, your mental, or your emotional, or some people might say spiritual health. But really, the important point as well, though, and I'll ask a question here, is have you been consistently doing these things? You know, the things that I've shared through my newsletter. And if not, why not? Now, I'm not trying to be obnoxious or arrogant here. I do want to raise a point, though, that relates to my own story. As the chiropractor said and says to her patients, she said to me, she can only help so much, and it's short term, if I don't do my part, which is taking care of myself and doing my exercises, and, you know, not doing things that will obviously strain my back, things that I know I shouldn't be doing. I'm not saying I can't do anything with my back, but, you know, I need to know my limits. So I need to be proactive, and people need to be proactive, and not just rely on one thing in their life. Now, not only do I need to do things proactively, and do we need to do things proactively as panic attack sufferers, is we need to do them consistently. So have you ever noticed when you've really had to do something with your work So I'm saying in your work life with your employer, let's say you sometimes have to force yourself through the process. Let's say that you have to meet a deadline and you have to get something done. You magically get it done in the end, even though it doesn't seem like you're going to have the time. But if you think about it, had you not pushed yourself to follow through and meet the deadline, wouldn't have been effective at your job. You wouldn't have met the deadline. Probably would have been fired eventually if you're not meeting deadlines on a consistent basis. So the same consistent, proactive follow-through is essential to getting better from your panic attacks and anxiety. If you've just been receiving my newsletter and listening to my podcast without actually implementing any of the steps, then this is the switch that needs to occur, and it's never too late. So you can turn on the switch of being proactive and adding consistency in your actions immediately. So you can improve on this today. So it's not about feeling bad if you haven't been doing these things. It's about starting to do them now then. So start doing the steps on a consistent day-to-day basis. And I think once you start to do so, if you haven't already, and even if you have, what you'll find is that you'll expand your overall wellness habits in a holistic fashion. And I think you'll not only notice an improvement with your own anxiety, but life in general. For more tips, please feel free to join my newsletter, which can be found at panicattackrecovery.com. Thank you very much for listening. All information presented in these podcasts is provided for educational and informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for a psychologist, psychiatrist, or other healthcare provider's consultation. Please consult a psychologist, psychiatrist, or appropriate healthcare provider about the applicability of any opinions or recommendations with respect to your own panic attacks, anxiety, or agoraphobia, or any other symptom or condition.